We are back. The Gunsmith Show here on US 103.1. You're home for ultimate classic
some
rock.
Some horns like you would have in like the arena. You know.
Okay.
You know?
Well, there, that was close
They're
enough.
Back. Yeah, there we go. That was my kazoo. Well, it is the Gunsmith Show. It's Saturday, the 25th day of October, one of my favorite days of the year. It's my birthday. So,
that's right. Happy birthday.
My good buddy, Jeremy at Reliable Enterprises is bringing you this segment. As always, ReliableExteriorPro.com is just a top-notch company. Their number to reach them, 810-429-6957. And what they do is they're just experts at everything on the outside of your house. Decks are just, they dabble at decks like Picasso did. No. Da Vinci.
Yeah.
Did the chapel ceiling.
Michelangelo. Or
Michelangelo. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you for helping me on that one. I was lost.
Picasso. Yeah.
You don't want a deck
that looks like a Picasso.
No, you definitely don't. No. But the guy.
Why are the steps going up?
Yeah. The guy's got such talent. No. Jeremy's just an amazing talent.
I got to tell you, I got to interrupt you for just a quick second.
Go for it.
Reliable Enterprises.
You never do this.
No, I would never do this to you. That's why I asked permission.
You got it.
So we've got a steel exterior door, standard, 36-inch steel door for like side of your garage, your back entrance door with the handle and the deadbolt installed, Reliable Enterprises, in our auction today.
No way. I didn't know that.
So $1,500.
Yeah.
Everything, installed, hardware, the door.
Oh, he caulks some seals and does
that.
Yep.
And you're ready to go. And that's the thing, but if you got one that's
bad,
leaky,
it's costing
you
money.
It's costing you money. You can get this done before winter and get it done. $600 the minimum bid in our Seize the Deal auction today.
Wow, that's not bad at all.
Bidding ends today at 5.
This stuff has gone up so much.
Yeah.
It used to be you get those doors for $297.
Yeah.
And you put them in all weekend long, And now they're so expensive. I went to buy one 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And I was like, I better get a loan.
Yeah, right.
It's expensive.
Yeah, finance terms.
$600 starting bid. That's great. So,
this is, but it says it's a standard one. It's a steel door, but it's includes
insulated,
the door.
It
includes the handle and the deadbolt and
moving
the installation.
The old one, putting the new one in. There's a lot of work there. But
$1,500, $600 the minimum bid that's going on at Seize the Deal Flint. Seize the Deal Flint. The auction's going on right now.
Good deal.
Bidding ends today at 5.
At 5 o'clock. All right. Good. Well, and you can always link right to Jeremy Reliable Enterprises right on my website, thegss.com.
Doors, windows, they do all that sort of stuff. If you're getting ready to batten down the hatches, they can help you.
And you still got time to get something built, even with a hot tub on for the winter. You could spend Christmas Eve in a hot tub.
Like you're thinking.
Watching the snowfall.
There you go.
That's romantic as heck right there, man.
Sure is.
You know?
We'd spend a lot of time in that together, John.
No, not you and me. No. You just made it ugly, Dan.
I'm sorry.
So, all right. We got, there's the horns. Go back to the horns. all right. If I was the emperor, I would have given you a thumbs down on that part.
Yep.
So the new rifle from Marlin, I'm sorry. Marlin, of course, now is owned by Ruger. And
isn't it Ruger Days?
It is Ruger Days.
Does that mean you get a discount on those?
Yeah, I don't think so, but I'm going to try. But anyways.
Show your media pass.
In the sales on, the Ruger sales on until Sunday night at 6 o'clock at Williams.
All right.
So I'm going to try my media pass. Yeah. They'll say pass.
See what Brian says when you show it to him.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to work, but I'll do what I can. So new rifle, very, very excited about this. Now,
it's like the one that you had in the
the
raffle.
Number 3 gun in a raffle. Everybody looked at that raffle of 11 guns goes in which
Tommy's
we had
raffle.
We had 5 Rugers in that raffle.
Yeah,
and everybody looked at it and said,
"That's the one they wanted."
Oh, number 3. It's the Ruger Trapper or the Marlin Trapper, and I'm like, "Yeah, it's a trap." It's I could have done 5 of them and had the same amount of raffle tickets sold, but I didn't. I only had the one because they're so hard to find. Well, then lo and behold, my son sends me a picture. There's Jake influencing the Gunsmith Show's mind again. Sends me a picture. Dad, you might be interested in this. And he circles the word 10 millimeter under the Marlin 1894 Trapper model.
Okay.
And he also circles the model number so I know how to order it.
That's a good sign.
Now, it is. And now, I love the 10 millimeter. I love it in handguns. I don't own a single rifle in it right now, but I plan to.
That's going
to
be rectified.
But this one is so doggone pretty, and it's going to be rare. This lever action rifle, the it's just such a beautiful rifle. The 1894 in 10 stainless steel, the black and gray laminated wood. It's a really dark color. Rubber recoil pad, which you really don't need, but it gets the right length of pull so that it fits you when you shoot it. It's got the it's got a lot of good things. Let me go through all that this gun has. And just so you know, the model number, you can look it up, go to Marlin.com or join Marlin Rifles like I joined, model 70453. Now,
70453.
Yep. Not BR549, but it's 70453. So 10-shot capacity, stainless steel, black and gray laminated stock. This will be a great mild shooting, straight-walled cartridge for deer hunting down here.
Okay.
Because you'll be able to get enough ballistics out of this round to deer hunt, and I would say out to 75 yards, 80 yards, probably okay. Be fine. Well-placed shot, that's the important part. So I'm very excited about this because this is another offering of another good straight-walled cartridge gun, very similar to like a 357 Magnum in ballistics, which I've gotten deer with my 357s before. They work great. The 10mm, I have yet to kill one with one of my Glocks. And, of course, I have the magazines blocked at 8 rounds so that I legally comply with all my – and I have high-performance rounds in it. So I do everything right. You know, I don't want to have anything let me not hunt anymore. So I try to –
comply with all
yeah,
the
yeah, comply and
laws
dot the I's and cross the T's.
So, regulations, sure.
So this is it has the medium-sized lever loop, which is it's not a big, like a John Wayne big double loop. It's a medium size. So you can wear a gloved fist in it, you know, very easily.
Okay.
Weighs 6.3 pounds. It has the Skinner peep sight, which is really, really, really easy to use. When you look through it, you got a really nice front post, and it's called the Skinner front post, I think. And then it's got the Skinner rear peep sight, which is a circle you look through and lines up good. So for the distance and the distance you'd be shooting this gun, you don't have to scope it. You can keep it weighing 6 pounds, which is a nice light rifle. It's only 33 1/4 inches long, and the barrel's 16.1 inches long. Now, they've sold these before in 38 and 357, 38 Special and 357 Magnum, 44 Magnum. But it's never been offered in a 10mm before. So it has been offered in 41 Magnum, 45 Long Colt, and 32-20. But this gun was actually first made. This design was first made in 1893. It was patented August 1st, 1893. The design was strengthened over the Winchesters. It's a Marlin, so it was strengthened. They're always been beefier. They're heavy duty. The Winchesters eject out the top. Shells go over your back when you shoot them. That way, when you're standing next to your buddies and you're shooting Indians, you know, and that's what they were doing then, the shells were flying over their backs.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the Marlins side discharge. So they go out the right side of the gun. They're just beautiful. They're so strong. I have never, ever in all my life, I've had Winchesters in and had to have them fixed. But my Marlins have always run, and I've got one of these. I've got an 1894 that is from 1983, and it still rocks. Just rocks. There's no problems with it.
How much are these new ones?
The MSRP is $15.99.
Okay.
I'll let you know how much they actually are.
Yeah.
So I will find out. They'll probably give me a deal at $15.89.50. But anyways,
wow, well, 10 bucks off.
Yeah, no, 50 cents off.
Oh, gotcha.
So, but we'll see. So the first offering of this is right now, and I got to get on the list. I don't know how long it's going to take to get one, but
so
I'm excited.
So it's in production right now.
And I know it's safe for me to talk about it right now because my wife's at the heart screening.
Oh.
So I can get by with talking about
man.
This right now, and I think I'll be okay as long as none of you tell her.
Don't
okay,
say
so
a word.
Don't say a word to Mary. Okay.
Don't go up to her at the screening.
I'll call it a Christmas present for her.
That's a great thought.
You know, because she always says, well, why do you need a new air compressor? You got me one for my birthday last year. You know, she says stuff like that. You don't need any new nail guns. You buy me one every year for my birthday or Christmas. So
He's teasing. He doesn't do that.
Oh,
he's a very doting.
Because sometimes I only get the chance to shop at, like, you know, Home Depot or Lowe's or something like that,
yeah.
You know, or go to Michigan Lumber, and, you know, they got good quality stuff there.
For,
honey,
the
I got you a gallon
it.
Of, you know, water bond glue, you know, and it's good stuff. You'll love it. So, I think that's why that roast I had last night was pretty chewy. It might have had that glue in it. I don't know. So, anyways, the point is, another great gun by Marlin. I'm excited about this one. I wish it was about $1,000 less, but it's not. But it's they're one of a kind. They automatically will, you know, they'll retain their value.
And
for
it
sure.
is
you're not going to lose money on
Marlin, now owned by Ruger. Ruger Days this weekend at Williams Gunsight Company. But you're not thinking that the Marlin, this new Marlin, is going to be part of the deal, huh?
I'm going to have to maybe bring a dozen donuts when I ask that. What I mean? I'm going to have to go to Dunkin'.
Grease the wheels a little bit.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
What's that new donut shop you guys got in?
Parlor.
Parlor Donuts.
Yep.
Oh, I had one last week with them. They were good.
Yeah.
They were very good. Connie brought us in one last
That's
week.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were here
delicious.
For that.
I've been bragging about that little donut.
Uh-huh.
It was only a donut bite, but it was like, wow.
Yeah, they're
quality.
Yeah. Well,
it's nice to have something that isn't pumpkin spice right now.
Yes.
Everything's pumpkin spice right now.
They do have pumpkin donuts there too, I do believe.
Oh, I'm sure they do.
Most everything's pumpkin right now.
Everything's pumpkin. Yeah.
We'll be past it soon though, don't worry.
Yeah, all right. Well, hey, in the next segment, we are talking Williams Gunsight because they're bringing you that segment, and we're going to be discussing some of the Ruger Day sales and just what kind of discounts you can get, and then five great Rugers that are under use list that you can save a ton of money on. So
don't go anywhere.
We got more to go.
Gunsmith Show right here on US 103.1. You're home for Ultimate Classic Rock. Back right after this.